flammetessen raalig betaald. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Omer, im Raisa Dor, Shetzoros Rabos Bol, Sobot, Seu Bedok Bedayon Yisrael. You see a generation where there are a lot of tragedies happening in the generation. So go and check the judges. Shekol Peron Yushabola Olam, Lobo Ela Bishnil Dayon Yisrael. All the tragedies and sorrows that come because of corrupt judges. Shenemar, Shimun Azos Roshe Beis Yaakov, Uktsine Beis Yisrael, Hamisavin Mishpat. The heads, the leaders, who detest justice, the Eskol HaYishor Ya'akshu, and they pervert all that which is straight. Bonet Tzion B'domin, they build Tzion with blood, Yerushalayim B'avla, and they build Yerushalayim with injustice. Rashea b'shochad yishpotu, they judge taking bribes. The kohaneh b'mechir yoru, and the kohanim paskin with a price. Unaviyeh b'kesef yiksomu, and the neviyim do their magic with being paid. The al Hashem yishu, but they trust in Hashem. And they think that nothing will happen to them. Rishoyim hein, they're all Rishoyim. El shetalu b'tchonam b'misha omer v'hayola. But they put their trust in the Rabbanu Shalom. In other places, the word seems to say that there's something positive about that. But here it's mashma that that they put their trust in Hashem and don't think anything's going to happen to them. Rashi? No Rashi. Fichach, therefore, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem gimel peronios keneged gimel averish b'yodam. Because of these three sins that they have, that they take bribery and they... pervert justice, the Rabbanu Shalom is going to bring three tragedies to them. What are they? Shenemar, Lachem Biglalchem Tzion Soda Techoresh, because of you, the corrupt judges, Tzion will be plowed like a field. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim Ayin Tiyeh, and Yerushalayim will be like a wasteland. The Harabayis Labomus Yar, and Harabayis will be like a wasted forest. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinos Al Yisrael Atshich L'Shoftim V'Shoftim Roim Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't bring his Shechina into Klal Yisrael until the corrupt judges and officers will be taken away. Shenemar V'Ashiva Yodi Olayich V'Etzrov Kibor Sigayich V'Asira Kol B'Dilayich. I will take away all your impurities, and Vashiva Shoftaik Rishon, and then I'll bring back the judges as they were originally, Vyotzayek Vatrila. And then Matzako Mashiach will come. Rashi, Gimel Averus, what were the three sins that were mentioned? Bishochad Yishpotu, they take bribery. The Mechir Yoru, they paskin also by taking a price. Unevieha Bekesef Yiksomu, and the prophets also give their prophecy over only for a price. Gimel Peronios, Soda Techoresh, Ayin Tiev, Lebomos Yar. Three things will happen, three punishments for three sins. V'yotzaya kevatchila, v'yacharkach, yikroch loch, ir hatzedek, lishos bashina. And only after the judges are reinstated and the bad judges are taken away, then the Rabbanu Shalom says, v'hoya, v'yikroch loch, ir hatzedek. Then, Yerushalayim be called Irat Tzedek, the Rabbanu Shalom will put his Shechina there. The Marsha explains that since corrupt justice destroys society, and therefore Mida Keneged Mida, these people are basically destroying society, the Rabbanu Shalom will punish them with a destroyed society. Others say that since the Dayanim make the Shechina go away, so normally, even if Klal Yisrael do sin, since the Shechina is there, it will protect them. But when there is no Shechina, then they get punished for their sins and there's no protection. Okay, Omar Ula. Ein Yerushalayim nifte ela b'tzedaka. The deciding factor of Geula will be tzedaka. Shenemar tzion b'mishpat tipode b'shaveha b'tzedaka. That tzion will be redeemed b'mishpat, with justice, and the people will come back with tzedakah. They'll come back, what's it called, because of tzedakah. So only with tzedakah is Zion redeemed. Omar of Papa, Ibotli Yahire, Ibotli Amgushe. If the haughty judges would go away, then the Amgushe, people who persecute Klal Yisrael, try to make us go off the derech spiritually, would also go away. We are vulnerable to these kinds of evils because we have these kinds of evil people amongst us. Rashi, Ibatli Yehira, Yisrael HaMisyorim, Bluris, Mabushe Yehiros, Kiparoshim, Halalu. Rashi has nothing to do with judges. Just them, very haughty Jews that grow blurious. Blurious is a shaila, whether it means in the front or a ponytail in the back. And very haughty way of growing your hair, and wearing clothing. That's also what's it called. You look like a parashim. You look like parashim or soldiers, but like what's it called? You know, you look like a hoodlum. Botli amgusha yivatlu mesisim medichim hamasnim osanu. Then the people who try to put us off the derech, right, and make us hated before Hashem, they also would be bottled. They have their power because they're Jews that do the wrong thing, so Memela, there are Goyim that have power over us. If the corrupt judges would go away, then the Gezirtati would go away. Rashi? No Rashi. Gezirtati are, what's it called, are also kinds of... what's it called? What? Where? Where do you see that? Yeah. In any case, whatever. So it means, what's it called? Here are the days over here. Right here. Sarise v'shotri hasarim, right, there are different kinds of officers and goyim that give us tzaris. Ibatli yahiri batli amgushe, where do we know that if the haughty people would go away, then the meshisim meidichim would go away? Dechsiv v'etzrov kibor sid gayach, right, first, what's it called, take away all of the impurities. And then, what's it called, Klal Yisrael will be able to live in peace. Ibotli daini botli gezirfati desiv, hasir Hashem mishpotecha, pnei oivecha, pono oivecha. That the Rebbeinu Shem takes away the corrupt judgments, then your enemies will go away. Rashi, botli daini, mixigayech, Hein gasi haruach, shemagadlin atzmon. Where do you see the hint in sigayach is your impurities? That's what's it called, is a hint to gasi haruach. Sig and gas are interchangeable. Loshen yishge ma'ol, v'acharkach v'asira kol bedilayach, elu osam hamavdilin sonei Yisroel menakodesh baruch hu b'shikreim uvachzusam. Then is a different kind of impurity. That's bedilayach, the people who separate, Bodel, separate the Rabbanu Shalom from Klal Yisrael because of their lies and their injustice. Botli daini, Rishoyim Yisrael, Shematin Din, the wicked judges that are corrupt. Botli me'al Yisrael, Gezirfati, Nogse Shotrei Ovdei Kochav, it's Rashi. Gezirfati is what's it called, the officers of the Goyim that oppress us. Om Reb Maloy, Mishum Reb Elozer Reb Shimon, Mai Dechsiv, Shovar Hashem Matei Rishayim, Shevet Moshlin, the Rebbeinu Shem broke the rod of the wicked, the staff of those that rule, Shovar Hashem Matei Rishayim, Elu Hadayonim, Shenasu Makal Lechazonehim, the Matei Rishayim, the staff of the wicked, the stick of the wicked, those are the judges who become a rod for their chazonehem. The chazonim are the court clerks. And sometimes they protest, they don't want to do their job, unless the judges pay them more or whatever, and then they have to be corrupt and take bribes. So they take the bribes and they make the injustice in order to satisfy their corrupt clerks. Shevet Moshe, the Melo Talmidei Chachamim Shemishpachos HaDayanim. These are Talmidei Chachamim who are in the family of the Dayanim, who either support their candidacy and make these judges judges, or we'll see where they teach them enough to look like a judge, but not enough to really judge properly. They teach these people who are unlearned, they don't deserve to be judges, they teach them enough to look like a judge. Omar Rav Elazar ben Meloy, Mishum Reish Lakish, Maidasi, Ki Kapechem Nigoalu Bedom, that's Bolsechem Ba'ovom, Sipsosechem Dibru Sheker, Lashonchem Avla Tehege, right? Ki Kapechem Nigoalu Bedom, where's all these things? Your palms are full of blood. Elu Hadayonim, those are the judges themselves that because they make the wrong psakim, they kill innocent people. That's Bolsechem Ba'ovom, Elu Sofrei Hadayonim. Your fingers are full of sin. Those are the scribes that write false documents. Sitzosechem dibru sheker. Your lips speak lies. Elu orchei adayonim. Those are the lawyers. In fact, the Gemara says that they never let lawyers in court because the person either can speak up for himself or the dayonim help him out if he doesn't realize what claims he can make. And lawyers can only tell the people what to say to lie. Because the people can say on their own what the truth is. You don't need a lawyer except to let the person know what not to say, to hold back the truth, or to what's it called, pervert the truth. So those are the lawyers, the liars. Lawyers, liars, makes sense. The shonchem avlategu elu balei dinim. And the menela, the litigants, the people who are the balei dinim, they lie because what they're told. The omer of malai is Rashi. Kateichem, no. Shenasu makol lechazonehem, l'shamshehem, their clerks, nos ninyat, v'havin lechozek, they strengthen their clerks, lomar lo eyeshliach, v'azmin es ploni lebezin, the clerks say, I won't work and do my job and invite people to come to Bezdin, im lo sar v'socher, must raise my salary, v'yachar psak din lo ardenu likonis lemashkeno. And we won't follow up and make people follow the din unless you raise our salaries. Then they have to raise the salaries, so the dayanim have to take shochad to be able to pay the chazonim more. Shevet Moshe, makel egrofim shel Moshe. The stick which they hit people and rule over them. Hainu dayanim rishoyim shetamide chachom shmasochem lohem lemakol leegrof shagideim hayu manidim osam umechapim aleim v'osin sanigorim ledivrehem. The talmidei chachamim were the ones who instituted and gave these dayanim the ability to be judges. Ledayani bur shebahavtachas osam talmidei chachamim manidim dayani bur lodun es kol abo v'har beidinim she'enim lochim bohem umatin osam. Talmidei chachamim teach these ignorant judges enough to look like a judge, and they feel that, well, they'll come to us and ask us, and we'll tell them how to paskin, and they don't come for everything. And they live as injustice. Kapechem nigoalu b'dam, elu adayonim, shekapehem pshutim lekabo shochat. Their palms are full of blood, because they open their palms to take bribes, umatin esadin, and then they judge unjustly, v'not limomim min abaylim shlokadin. When you take money away from somebody, that is shalokadin, it's like you're taking his neshama. So they're guilty of bloodletting. Sofrei adayon, shikos nishtora, shoramiya. They write false documents. Those are the scribes. Orchei adayon, malamdim is balei dinim litov. The orchei adayon, the lawyers who teach them what to say, the litigants. Now it's a new thing because since we've mentioned Rav Meloy before, so we're going to speak about other things that he said. He's rarely mentioned in Shas, Rav Meloy, so he already said other things. We're going to say some other things for him. From the day that Yosef left his brothers when he was sold, he didn't taste wine. Describing Yosef in his bracha, he's called Nazir Echav, like a Nazir, didn't drink wine. Marshoi has a discussion whether he was a real Nazir, then how come he took a haircut when he got out of prison? He's a real Nazir. So So he wasn't really a nazir, he was just a nazir from wine. That's one pshat. Or he had no choice. That's called an amalchus. He took a haircut. And what's it called? And therefore, he answers another question. Well, we'll get to it in a second. We'll get another question.
Did he get a haircut or they gave it to him?
What? He get, but no, I don't know if he asked or not. It could be he asked for a haircut, right?
No, they didn't have a choice.
What? It could be yes, could be not. Right? By Igalach is mashmah that he did it on his own, not by that they were Megaleach him. He took a haircut. Als Kovad Amalchus. But he did it als Kovad Amalchus. Okay. Not that they were Megaleach him, but he went and took a haircut.
The other end was
what?
It was Rosh Hashanah, wasn't it?
Right. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, Atein lo tamu tam yayin. Even the brothers didn't drink wine. Because the Marsha says, because the whole sin of selling him, they realized, came because of eating and drinking. He was, too dainty. So he, did the things against them. And they sat down to eat and drink before they sold him. So they didn't drink, it says, Roa solta bikukulo yazarats min hayayin. So they just didn't drink wine. They drank with him then. So they asked, L'chari Yosef drank then because he knew that his brothers were okay or whatever, and he knew that everything was fine. So now he could drink wine. But they didn't know. Why did they drink wine? It's the same thing. They drank out of Kavod HaMalchus. Just like he took a haircut to Kavod HaMalchus, they drank with Kavod HaMalchus. I saw a nice shekel from the Beis Ephraim. He says that, it says that when the brothers came, it was Friday afternoon. When they drank the wine, it was Kiddush. The halach is, if you make a neder not to drink wine, but it's not chal on Kiddush, because the wine of Kiddush is a mitzvah. So they drank Kiddush. Either chor, then every Friday night they drank Kiddush. But they held, machlokas, when you make Kiddush, before the meal or after the meal. The Yossi holds you make Kiddush after the meal. So they held that you make Kiddush before the meal. Halach is a wine that you drink before the meal doesn't make you drunk. But what's it called? The wine you drink after the meal does. Yosef held you make Kiddush after the meal. So by him, they made Kiddush after the meal. They got drunk from the wine they drank after the meal.
What?
It could be depends how much you drink. Nechlal da adu idna lo havi shikris. They either shikris or the lo havi. They didn't get drunk till then. Shkia mihan, they used to drink before then. And that explains how they used to drink before them. They never got drunk. They only drank because of kiddush. But what's it called? This time they got drunk. In the star that it says that Aaron came and he was truly happy in his heart for Moshe being picked to be the goel. He didn't resent it at all. He was zocha to carry the choshen mishpat on his heart that was mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Rashi. Imo Michlal Dav Hashtalo. They drank with him. Mashma before that they didn't drink. Zochel Echoshen Mishpat Shekineged Haleib Shoyegodel Mimenu. Aaron was older than Moshe. The Kodem the Moshe Niglei Shechina Al Aaron. He was a Navi before Moshe. Kedusiv Hanigla Niglei Al Beisavika The Nemrlo Nevuah Shel Mitzrayim Aksuva Biyecheskel. Right, that Aaron got the Nevuos before Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Advayam Rubi, those Nevuos in Yecheskel that are mentioned, the Nevuos that were given in Mitzrayim before Moshe Rabbeinu. Yafal Pikeim Loniskanav Obezos. He wasn't jealous of Moshe, right? He didn't resent Moshe being chosen to be the Goel over him. Okay. Sholchulei b'nei Bashchar l'Levi. B'nei Bashchar sent Levi a Shaila. Ki l'mahu, are you allowed to put up a canopy over a bed on Shabbos? Kishusa b'karma mahu, are you allowed to plant Kishusa hops in a vineyard? Hops grow around a tree, so they're like a vine, but they're also, what's it called, not a tree. So you're not allowed to plant vegetables or grain in a vineyard, but you're allowed to plant trees in a vineyard. So is hops considered a tree, or is it considered a vegetable or a grain? Meis b'yontif mahu. Person dies on yontif, are you allowed to bury it? The Ozel Noch Nafshid Levi. Before they got there with the Shaila, Levi died. Omer Shmuel, Rab Menashe, so Shmuel said to Rab Menashe, Ich Hakimas, if you know the answers, Shlach Lehu, send them, you send them the answers. Sholach lehu, so he said the following answers. Kilo chazanu akol psidei kilo lomotzinu lo tzad heter. I can't find any heter to put up a canopy over a bed on Shabbos. So it says, v'lishvak lukrami bar yecheskel, that if it's opened already a little bit, or if it has a string on it to open and close it, you can put the canopy up on Shabbos. We learned before that if it has a string tied to it, so it's made to open and close, it's already prepared for opening and closing, or according to others, it has a string and it's also open the tefach, you can finish putting it up on Shabbos. Or it says, l'fisha eina b'nei Torah, because the b'nei bashkar were amaratzim, and if they permitted them with this, they're going to make a mistake and do it normally also, so you ask it completely. See over here that sometimes things are mutter, but you can't tell people are mutter because they may, take it to an extreme and do something awesome because of it. Kshusa bekarma irbuvia. The hops is awesome to plant in a carom. I have a lishluchu kreb tarfin. Why don't you say that there's a tarfin who holds not like that? The Tanya, Kishos of Tarfin, Omer, and Kilayim Bekerim. Kishos of Tarfin says they don't have a din of Kilayim. The Chachomim Omer, and Kilayim Bekerim. And the Chachomim hold they are Kilayim. The Kaimalon, and this was in Chutzlaritz. Kola Mekel, Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamosa, Bechutzlaritz. Whoever holds the more lenient opinion when it comes to Kilayim in Eretz Israel, the Halacha is like him in Chutzlaritz, because in Chutzlaritz, Kilayim is only the Rabbanah. In Eretz Israel, it's Doraisis. You go after the Machmer. But in Chutzlars, you go after the Mekel. So why didn't he pass them for them, like Rav Tarfon, that hops are not Kilayim? But Vishena B'nai Torah, same thing, they weren't B'nai Torah, they would have come to do and plant other things in a Kerem. Machriz Rav Hai, Man Deboi, what's it called? Machriz Rav, Hai Man Deboi L'Mizra, Keshusa B'Karma Lizra. Rav made a announcement, anybody who wants to plant hops in a Kerem can do it. Rav Amram Chassidah Mangir Olayu. And Rav Amram Chassidah used to put people in Cheirun if they planted hops in a carrot. Rav Mishar Sheyoyev Leputo Latinot Nochri Vizorale. Rav Mishar Sheyoyev used to give some money to a Goyish kid and tell him to plant it. Because really he held it was mutter. But because of Amaratzim, they'll think that if he planted it, they're going to come to plant wheat and barley. So he let the Goyish kid do it so nobody would learn from him what's it called, what to do. So when he says, Valitin like Tinnik Israel, so if that's the case, why not give it to a Jewish kid? Giving money already, give it to a Jewish kid, why not? And then that way the kid would do it, nobody would imagine that it's, that, you know, that Rav Misharish is doing it, learn from him to do worse. When he says, no, you're also the Mistrach. You can't give it to a Jewish kid, because when he grows up, he'll think you're allowed to do it too, and he'll end up doing it, and people will learn from him, or he'll learn to do more awesome things. So when he says, Valitin like Gadol, Nochri, give it to an adult goy. Why give it to a dafka goyish child? Give it to an adult goy. And people will see goyim are doing it. They won't think it's a Jew doing it. No, if they see an adult, they may confuse him and think he's Jewish. But once it's a kid, anyway, a kid is what's it called. If they confuse him with a Jewish kid, they'll think, stop, the kid's doing it on his own. So to give it to the Jewish kid, you can, because he'll grow up and continue doing it. Right, but to give it to a goyish kid, the worst people think is it's a kid, it's a Jewish kid, and they won't learn from what a Jewish kid does. But if they think he's a Jewish adult, they'll learn from what he does. Rashi, b'nei bashkar, shem makom. Bashkar is the name of a place. Kilo ma'ul mintosam b'Shabbos. Can you put up the canopy on Shabbos? Keshusa himlo, is hops. Shegadol al hege, mahu bikarma. Yereku, is it a vegetable, the kilayim bekerem? O ilanhu, the eno kilayim bekerem. Is it a vegetable or a tree? The lishlech lehu tzad heter ba, kidrami bar yecheskel, korech aleh chuto meshicha, meshani lefi she'en b'nei Torah, umekilei tvei. They'll come to be mekel more, and they won't do it the mutter way. They won't be able to distinguish between the way that's mutter and stam, and therefore he asked it completely. Yerbuv yekilayim. The kaimel of the brachos perikates of ketsa gabi orla v'adin lekilayim. Same thing as orla and kilayim. Sha'afi mitzvah tluya ba'aretz ve'ena noheges minat torah ba'aretz. So in Eretz Israel where it's minat torah or machmer, but in Chutz La'aretz whoever's mekel in Eretz Israel, even though we don't paskin like him in Eretz Israel, in Chutz La'aretz we paskin like him for orla and kilayim. Yoyif pruto letinik nafri kasover b'chutz La'aretz shari. He holds that it was mutter in Chutz La'aretz to plant hops. as much as he can to try to avoid people learning from him to do worse. So he did it through a child who was a goy. Okay, in any case, they learn from here, it's machlokas, whether you can give a child, the halacha is you can't give a child something that's aser, right? Even a child is not a bar chinuch. That's to give him mamish, you can't do. You can't safin lebiyotet, something that's to do that's aser, whether it's to do aser or to eat aser or whatever. So what about issa d'rabbanan? So the Rashba holds that an issa d'rabbanan you could give a child, only issa d'raisana. Nisr d'Rabban you could. The Rambam holds that you can't give an, even an Nisr d'Rabban. Here it's Mashma, that what's it called, that the only reason you can't give a Tinnik Yisrael the thing to do that could have been Aser, right? Because anyway, it was only Nisr d'Rabban. The worst it was Nisr d'Rabban, right? And the only reason that you're not allowed to do it is because maybe when he grows up, he'll continue doing it. But giving him something also right now, that wasn't also. So Rashba says, you see from here, that Nisr d'Rabban, you're allowed to give him. And therefore, there is no Misrach. When is it not? We're not afraid when he grows up that he'll do it, if he's doing it for his own sake. So when he's a kid, he can do it. When he grows up, he won't think that you're allowed to do it for other people or whatever, or for what's it called. So then there's no Asir the Misrach. It's only if he's doing it for the Godel's sake, then we're afraid when he grows up, he'll do it for his own sake as a godel. But if he does it because when he was a cotton, he needed that thing, he won't learn from that. It's time you're allowed to do it. So that's an afkamina. And some say that even the Rambam holds that the reason that it's usher to give a kid something that's an issur d'rabbanan is only because he may come to do it when he's a godel. And if that's not a problem, then it's okay. And therefore it also brings down that you're allowed to give on a bris that falls on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to give the kosh of the mila to a kid. And you're not afraid that when he grows up, what's it called, he's going to do it, because how many times the bris can fall on Yom Kippur? It's not something that's usual. And on the other hand, the Gemara says, we don't make a bracha ala kosh on Yom Kippur. When we say shechianu, because we can't drink it, and you can't give it to a kid either, because every Yom Kippur then, kid would think that when he grows up, we make a bracha, shechianu, ala kos, and he'll drink the wine. That happens every year, right? We make a bracha, if we made a bracha on the kos. But for a bris on Yom Kippur, it doesn't happen all the time. Therefore, we're not afraid that when he grows up, and therefore it's only, what's it called, an isser that's not, here it's a different reason why it's mutter. The only reason it's aser is because asi lemisra. There's no isser in this thing itself. All isser are about the same thing. There is a gadra. Not an isser chefza, right? In other words, the wine's not aser, the time is aser. So therefore, it's the same thing as isser d'rabbanan. If isser d'rabbanan is the person who's aser, not the thing itself is aser. It's only isser d'oraisa that the thing itself is aser, that you can't give to a cotton. Okay. Meis, what he answered them about a person who dies on yontif, lo yisasku be lo yudoyim lo armoyim. Leave him. Don't bury him till after Yontif, not through a goy, not through a yid. Lo be Yontif Rishon, not on Yontif Rishon, not be Yontif Sheni. Mar says, Eini, Omer of Yehuda Bar Shilas, Omer of Asi, Uv the Havi, the Beknish, the Demon, be Yontif, Asomach, the Shabbos. A Maisa happened in the shul in Ma'on, that somebody died on Yontif that was next to Shabbos. The lo, Yodana, Imel, Fonem, Lacharel. We don't remember if the Yontif preceded the Shabbos or came after the Shabbos. It was Friday and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Sunday was Yontif. Sunday was Yontif, or Friday was Yontif. For also the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, they came to Rabbi Yochanan, for Omer Lahu, Yisasku Be'amimim. And they said, on the first day Yontif, let bury, what's it called, already went to Shabbos, or it's going to be another 2 days, not burying the guy, he could decompose. So let Goyim bury him on Yontif. Okay, the first day of Yontif. The Omar Rava, Nes the Yontif Rishon, Yisaskabu Amin. If a person died on the first day of Yontif, you bury him through Goyim. You're allowed to tell Goyim to go and bury him. But Yontif Sheni, if he died on Yontif Sheni, Yisaskabu Yisrael. Then even Jews are allowed to bury him on Yontif Sheni. They made Yontif Sheni like Chol Legabi Ames. It's only Takonet Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, what's it called, said you're allowed to be Mechal Yom Tev Sheni to bury somebody. Va'afilu b'yantiv sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. Not only regular yantiv sheni, even yantiv sheni of Rosh Hashanah, which is more chomer than a regular yantiv sheni. Ma she'en kein b'beya, b'beya shenolda b'yantiv, what's it called, rishon is mutter b'yantiv sheni. But on yantiv sheni of Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome. Ma she'en kein by a meis, yantiv sheni of Rosh Hashanah is the same din as a regular yantiv sheni. L'fi she'en b'nei Torah. So Mara answers, the reason he told them it's awesome, both with Goyim and with Yidden, and on Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, because they weren't B'nai Torah, and they end up doing things that were usher to do, right, if we let them bury the mace, either through Goyim and Yom Tov Rishon, or by Yidden and Yom Tov Sheni, therefore he told them across the board it's usher. V'lo yodana imil faneha, imchal Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, umeis bo biyom, if Yom Tov fell on Erev Shabbos, and he died on Erev Shabbos, and since they couldn't bury him on Shabbos, it'd be 2 days already, with not being buried, so they were matter him to be buried by Goyim on Friday. Or Yontif fell on Sunday, and he died on Shabbos. Since he was going to have to wait 2 days if he didn't bury him on Yontif, and he was going to end up decomposing, they were matter it. Neis b'yontif rishon, neis shenishtoeh, going to meis b'shabbos l'mochra yontif, right? Masha'en kein b'beya. The ain Rosh Hashanah shav liyom imtovim shal galios. Rosh Hashanah is not similar to a regular yontif sheni. The ilu Rosh Hashanah chomer. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah the second day is more chomer. Yontif sheni delay v'nolda b'zeh asur b'zeh. If an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Masha'en kein if an egg was laid on the first day of yontif of Pesach, it's mutter on yontif sheni.